Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Spirit Connection. This is Doug Addison, and it's September 7th, 2016, and I've got some new prophetic words for the month of September. It's also some really exciting things to share with you, and a surprise announcement a little bit later on. So stay tuned in because we're going to get things going. You can chat in your questions if you're watching us live. I'll do a Q&A a little bit later on in the broadcast. Or if you're listening to the audio or the replay or the video, you can't chat those questions in. Check out my website, DougAddison.com. Stay connected with me on Twitter, on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, on Facebook, The Doug Addison. And on my website, while you're there, DougAddison.com, be sure to check out my daily prophetic words. I post them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, hashtag daily prophetic, but also you can go on my website and get those delivered to your email box. My preferred method of hearing God. And while you're there, download my free ebook called How to Hear the Voice of God for Yourself. All right, well, let's pray. God, we thank you. Wow, this is a breakthrough time. I heard God say that there's like a breaker anointing tonight to break things open, things that have been held back in your life, things that we're just going to see something happen. I know it. So this is going to be a time tonight that's going to really shift things. Or if you're listening to the audio, there's going to be things shift in the spiritual atmosphere over you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, it's been pretty dramatic. We've had some real uncertain times with bombing, storms, floods, fires, violence breaking out all over the world. At the same time, many people like myself, many others, are experiencing the most dramatic heavenly encounters ever. So on one side, the enemy's pouring out. On the other side, God is really pouring out as well. I'll talk about a little bit later an encounter I had with Jesus just last month, just a couple weeks ago. And also, listen, we're moving into a time in which God is lining things up for a huge surprise. And the enemy does not want this to happen. And that's why we're seeing all this unrest. So you can be at peace in the midst of any situation, especially during these times, by understanding the kingdom, heavenly perspective. That's what the prophetic does. And that's what I want to release tonight to you, is give you a heavenly perspective of what's going on. Because the veil between heaven and earth that is getting thinner. We're moving into a time of global harvest and revival. This month, September, I really felt that the prophetic word should be called Don't Worry, Be Happy. I probably won't call it that, but that's what God's saying to do right now, because God's going to take what was intended for evil this month and all those setbacks, all those different things that have happened, and he's going to bring blessings and turn things around. So negative situations are going to start to have better outcomes. And as long as you keep your focus on God, if you've got a lot of warfare and resistance over the past few months, then you can expect big breakthroughs to start to happen. If you lost your house, your car, maybe your car broke down, or you got hit with health setbacks, finances, relationship troubles increased, old behaviors or addictions came up, any of this stuff, let me give you some good news. God is about to do something suddenly. He's going to move in your darkest hour, your darkest time to bless you. And it's going to start happening over the next couple months. He's going to move swiftly and for sure more powerfully. Let me give you a couple of dates to watch for in September. September 15th through the 17th, the Lord told me it was going to be a turning point. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but write that in your calendar. because God's going to do something like a tipping point in the spirit during that time. And by the 25th of September, new understanding is going to come to you. You're going to gain deeper revelation and wisdom about your situation. A sudden shift of favor and finances will start to flow to you over the next few months. And if it seemed like a dark time and the attacks have increased, you know, just realize that God's going to use it all. He's going to use it to promote you. He's going to use it to bless you. He's going to use it to expand the kingdom right now in the midst of darkness. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. This is the word I'm talking about. In the midst of darkness, God's glory and his light is going to start to shine upon you and through you. Well, let me just tell you, I can tell you more about this now, but over the last 3 months, I got hit with some very hard times. I got healed 3 months ago, May 30th, right around that time, in Hamilton, Ontario, at a Todd Bentley conference. And amazing. Got healed of some things I've been dealing with the last 3 years, having to do with anxiety attacks, chemical sensitivities, all kinds of stuff like that. And yes, I'm still healed, but after about a week, I walked through 3 months of some of the hardest times in my life with my health. I got hit with another, not the same, but something else, unexplainable illness in June through August. And it was some of the worst pain and chronic fatigue I've ever had in my life, I kid you not. But let me say this, in the midst of all that, I had the most powerful heavenly encounters and experiences with the Lord that I've ever gotten in my life. June through August was a rough time for many people. Even our weather patterns, storms, disasters, violence, confusion going on has happened. But I want to say it again. The enemy does not want what's coming and has unleashed everything to try to stop it. But as long as you keep your focus on the Lord and don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, then you're going to see something break open. September is the start of a turnaround. It's going to increase. October, November, December. God is moving in your midst because 2017 is going to be a strategic time for you, for me, and the kingdom of God as well. And we're going to see some things. Let me tell you more about the visitation I had for Jesus, with Jesus. And I was in so much pain, as I said, over the last few months, particularly in the last 30 days. I couldn't even walk across the room, let alone leave my house, except to go to the doctor. And I had some really strange infection from a bug bite that I got last May. It was unexplainable by doctors. I didn't talk much about it publicly because I don't like to give glory to the enemy. Because I trust the Lord in the midst of everything. I did raise up intercession, you know, and I did get a lot of prayer. I walked through things. But in August, it was as if a dark cloud came and parked over me. And no matter what I did, no matter how I repeated, I don't care what, how much I did. I took communion every day. I closed every door. I did everything. I had a repeated attacks, laid out and in pain and extreme fatigue. And so I was in bed most of the day, and then I couldn't sleep at night. I was up at night. It was the strangest time because I sleep really good normally, and it was taking me out of my nightly encounters. Then on August 15th, I had a spiritual encounter in which Jesus came to me. I was in the midst of darkness and in pain, and he came in and swept me into this place. That's all I could say. It looked like a special ops room. It was a private room that no one could hear. And I felt the joy of the Lord return to me. My pain left. We talked, we laughed, and he explained things to me. And he assured me that I was going to get healed in August. And he shared some plans to overthrow this attack, not only on me, but on many people, including some of the prophets who've been getting sick, people who've been getting repeated illnesses or repeated setbacks, like a landing strip being put on you, then suddenly the encounter was over and I was back in my body in extreme pain under the darkness again. That was drag. I think leaving his presence was even more painful. Now listen, this is the second encounter I've had with Jesus in my entire life. Now I've had some dreams and things like that, but this was a radical encounter. This wasn't just, you know, this was one of the higher level ones. Just want to say that. And I couldn't remember a lot of the details of what Jesus said because of his awesome presence, except two things. I remember this, that I would be healed and a new gate or portal would open in the spirit at the end of August. So I was thinking to myself, as he's saying this, I'm thinking, why don't you heal me now? I mean, you know, we're right here. But I knew this. He just kind of spoke into my spirit. I knew it was like Job, and there was a greater purpose in my suffering. And so I went through the next 2 weeks, 15 days were really, really rough after that. And just as sure as the Lord said it, August 30th, I woke up and I heard in the spirit, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming, repeating over and over. Within a few hours, I could smell rain in the spirit, and a gate or something opened, a portal opened up in the spirit, and I got my strength back. The pain and fatigue left me. Took a couple of days, actually, for things to really recover. I haven't fully recovered everything. My strength's still being built up because I really lost a lot having to be laying around for 3 months. But listen, I got revelation to the source of the attack, and I pursued the enemy that morning, cutting things off. Just last week, I could even walk across the room, laid out in fatigue and pain. Now I'm getting my strength back each day, and God's doing something new. So I got healed of the attack that came against me 3 months ago. I do still have some other things. I just want to be honest with you. I got some other things that I'm dealing with, you know, that when we were doing all these blood tests on me, trying to figure out what's wrong with me. Of course, they found some other things going on. But you know what? I'm just still battling this and getting stronger every day. But you know what? Let me tell you more about the encounter. Who cares about my pain? The encounter later that morning with Jesus on August 15th, later on, the presence of the Holy Spirit came into my room, and the Holy Spirit explained things that Jesus had spoken to me. It was more like an impartation of revelation than a conversation. And I had forgotten some of these things, or I didn't understand them at the time, most of what Jesus said to me, because the encounter of the night before was so powerful. I don't remember it all. But don't, you know, when you get those things, don't worry, because God, He seals it in your spirit for the right time, and you will remember. But I did know this. The Holy Spirit opened a book of revival from heaven on August 15th, later that morning, August 30th, later that morning. I can't explain this, these spiritual books. It's not a physical book, but suddenly things made sense. And the Holy Spirit began to reveal series of Bible verses and prophetic insight to me. And many things I saw and heard that morning were contrary to some of the current end time theologies. I just want to say that. I'll touch on that a little bit more in a minute, but here's what the Lord showed me. Daniel 7:10 shows us, first of all, that there's books or scrolls in heaven that are opened and the courts of heaven review them. And these books can be about us personally. Psalm 139:16 says that, or about nations, about revivals, about global issues, cities, whatever. But this does happen. Daniel, let me read this. Daniel 7, 9 and 10. Daniel said this, "As I looked, thrones were set in place. And the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. His hair, the hair of his head was white as wool. His throne was flaming with fire and his wheels were ablaze. The river of fire was flowing, coming down before him. Thousands upon thousands attended to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him." Then the court was seated. They were standing before this. The court was seated. and the books of heaven were opened. And this is what's going on right now. Just as in Daniel 7, the books of heaven are beginning to be opened. The Lord himself is now holding court sessions over us, over me, over you. And this is to set us up for one of the greatest global harvests ever in history. And I heard the Lord say that he's hiding these strategies. That's why it might appear different than our current end time beliefs. He's hiding the strategies. That's why, it almost looks like we're in a dark time. He's going to come in darkness. The Lord said he's planning a surprise. There's going to be surprise promotions on people. People who've been hidden or set aside for this very time, the hidden ones are going to be revealed. But there's hidden books that are being opened, or revelation from heaven, that are now being opened over you. And let me tell you more about this. This was on August. And August, I think this was right around the 15th when the Lord was showing me this. 3 days before that, on August 12th, 3 days before it, the Lord opened my book of life about my greater calling. And that's when I saw that Daniel 7, the court of heaven, was in session and everyone was standing. Prior to that, they were seated. And then that was a full day. All that day, I remember there was meetings. I could hear people talking about my life. And it took a long time. And finally, the next day, I woke up to a verdict given in heaven that my time had come and I was going to cross over in the midst of that dark encounter. I was still in pain, remember? And then the next day or 2 days later, then Jesus comes to me. But I just want to say this. You don't have to be taken into heaven or get a visitation from Jesus to get this. And I want to assure you of this, because I used to feel less than all the other prophets because I never got these things. Till a year or so ago, I started getting more of these powerful encounters. In fact, most people getting this new revelation will get it in the way you normally hear God. So some will be in dreams and visions. Others will hear the Holy Spirit speak to their spirit, etc. Isaiah 45:3 is happening right now. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord God of Israel, who summons you by name. Listen, he's opening revelation to you, and he's calling your name for this very hour. So, you know, I've had some really radical heavenly encounters since May, since Passover, during those 3 months between May and August, when I was laid out. You know, I was able to make two ministry trips that I hadn't traveled all year. I went one to Hamilton, Ontario, went back to fill in for Dodd Bentley, also went to Fort Mill, South Carolina, where I did a moving in the prophetic conference, experiencing the prophetic. And Todd, he didn't come to that. I handled all the meetings. So I did see some amazing things happen at those meetings. And that was at the beginning of my things that came against me. I just want to piece this together for you. Because the angel of revelation came into the room in South Carolina, Fort Mill, and radical open heaven experiences happened there with the crowd. It was so powerful. Todd actually asked if I'd stay and do extended meetings to open it more and stoke that environment. I could only do one that Sunday night, but I went back home, and that's when I went down. Everything went down terribly. And listen, let me tell you this. During the time of the greatest attacks, the enemy is the time that the Lord wants to give you the greatest level of revelation and blessing. And it's important to understand God's power is always greater. He is always higher. In the midst of it, even though I was crying out to the Lord each day, every day, to be healed, in the midst of that, I never lost sight of who God is. Because see, that's the enemy's plan, just like with Job, to try to get you to lose sight of it and get mad at God and start blaming him. And then you can derail things. So we might suffer a short time, but there's always a greater purpose in this. Romans 8:18. I kept seeing 8:18 on the clock. And I realized it was Romans 8:18. I consider this present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Many people listening to me right now have gone through various levels of suffering and setbacks, maybe financial, emotional, relational, spiritual, whatever. Dark night of the soul, dark night of the spirit. These are about to turn around in September, but you will need to take a step. Take a step out of that dark night. Take a step forward. New levels are coming for you. New levels of light. Isaiah 60, new levels of his glory are coming. But in the midst of this, I discovered the attacks that have been coming. There's been new levels of darkness. Every time God releases something new, the enemy always counterfeits and tries to bring something bad and to get our focus off of what God's doing. So there's been too much focus among Christians anyway, about seeing evil and demons and other people, focusing on the devil too much. This is why I don't talk a lot about demons or attacks from God, attacks from Satan, as God's ways are much higher. And that being said, in the last 3 months, God revealed to me some major attacks that the enemy has been going unnoticed by most people. Witchcraft and the occult has recently advanced to new levels over the last, it's actually more than a year ago, a little bit farther back, but just in the last year, it's been incredible. It's probably the greatest I've ever seen, and this is why it explains why we've been seeing some of the prophets go down. We've been seeing things happen that don't make sense. So the plan of the enemy has been to get Christians focused on politics, on disagreeing with each other, on not seeing this attack, on judgment. The Lord showed me that this high-level witchcraft that's going on right now is the reason many of us have been held back. It's the reason why we've missed these next call, these revivals that are supposed to get released, because we get focused on the wrong thing. So when I share this with people, about this level of darkness, a lot of the ultra faith people scold me and say, "How is this possible? Because we have the blood of Jesus that overcomes everything," which is absolutely true. But listen, there are things happening in the spiritual realm right now that cannot be battled with the old ways of thinking and the old ways of doing things. In some cases, it was that spiritual pride that says, "Oh, I only have the blood of Jesus and nothing." But yet, listen. If that's working for you, great. You'll see results. Like for me, it wasn't working. I was decreeing. I was declaring. I was taking communion every single day. I was pleading the blood of Jesus. I tell you, I closed every door, but because it wasn't working, I moved in even closer to find out what was going on and to make sure that I wasn't blinded. And God began to release this thing, because I live out attacks over other people and over the church. And so many people, it seemed that they lose their authority because they come into agreement with judgment. And I wasn't judging anyone in the midst of all this, but I've been talking about this for a while. One of the names given to Satan is called the accuser of the brothers and sisters. So when we come into agreement with judging, Jesus says this in Matthew 7:2, "By the measure you judge, you will be judged." And this is kind of like what you sow is what you reap is going on right now. So this new level of darkness can only be fought with the power of love, humility, and forgiveness. It's got to be love, humility, and forgiveness. It'll be fought on our knees, really. We've got to get rid of the things in our life and our soul that are in agreement with darkness. Me and my staff have been going through the deepest cleansing times. God is allowing us to, he's purging our lives since last March. I've left no stone unturned. It's been my full-time job. And that is because if you go back to my prophetic words, you'll see that March was a time that we were going to advance through pruning, like John 15. I released a prophetic word over that. So I've done everything to close every door, to rid my soul of everything so that that's not of God's kingdom. And I started calling down the fire, because notice in Daniel chapter 7, it talks about the fire. And so I started calling down the fire of the Lord into my life. And I started praying daily, "Lord, show me what Satan doesn't want me to see, or show me what Satan has against me. Because, you know, in the book of life, God has a book of life about you. That's not your sin in that book. That's what God has for you. So Satan has a book of death over you. And once you can see what it is, there's no surprise attack. So I start getting this, and I was shocked at what God continued to reveal to me, like I had a lot of sin or anything. But there was generational things. It was things I had overlooked. There was things that I had inadvertently judged people about, and I repented of those things, and it caused things to open up. And God does this in layers. He won't give it to you all at once, because it'll kill you. And so John chapter 14, verse 30 and 31, Jesus says this, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. So God is, let me tell you, Jesus is talking about here that Satan comes and he has nothing in Jesus. That's what we have to get to, a place where he has nothing in us, so that we've worked through those issues in our soul, or you know, still working through them. Asking forgiveness is good, but getting total cleansing and continue. So God's releasing more from heaven right now in the midst of extreme attack. The enemy had no idea I was going to use it to get closer to the Lord. He actually messed up. So God's releasing something new, a warring spirit that's going to, he's going to reveal the plans of the enemy and give you a divine strategy to overcome things that have overcome you. And I just want to pray right now and activate that. God, I pray for that breaker anointing, that warring spirit to come on those who need it, who need to get out of that dark night of the soul, out of the dark night of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now, the eyes to see and ears to hear. I pray that you would rise up out of that place. And I just speak, Lazarus, come forth, take off those grave clothes. This is a season of life and not death, in Jesus' name. So the door to your promotion, this is from my 2016 prophetic forecast. It's a chapter that was called The Doorway to Your Promotion. And I'll just read it. The doorway to your promotion advancement. Now, this is I wrote for this year. This is happening right now. It's going to come through deeper pruning. There are beliefs and doctrines and ways of operating that are no longer working or beneficial in this new season. God is pruning people right now. God spoke to me that we must walk through the doorway of John 15, the time of greater pruning. And as a result of this, bearing, we're going to bear much more fruit and ultimately move from being a servant of God to a friend of God, end quote. And so I got that last year, like last September 2015. I put it in my 2016 prophetic forecast. And so let me just tell you, that book is still relevant right now. I read it every week because there's still things that are coming about. And some people are telling me that some intercessors, because I put declarations in there for the year, it's becoming an intercession handbook for them. All right. Keys to navigating through where we are. God is not the one who's causing bad things to happen to your life. You got to get that. That's the main key. Just get the focus back on God. Understand he's a loving father. Understand that the enemy is ticked. Understand that there's ways in heaven we don't always understand, but God is going to win in the end. So it's important to stay focused on the Lord. Be grateful even during these uncertain times. The enemy's plan is to get you angry at God and other people, because anger, and we're not talking about righteous anger here, it'll disguise itself. It'll cause you to lose your authority in prayer. I noticed when I'd get angry during my times of sickness, the heavens would close. I had no authority in prayer. I'd repent, and those things would open back up again almost instantly. So there's things happening right now that might look totally opposite of what God's promised you. Like with me, God promised me a double anointing for healing, radical stuff. So what happens? I get sick for 3 months. I get sicker. I've already been sick for 3 years. I got sick for 3 months. It looked opposite. But guess what? This is the time to trust God and his process to work things out. And he has your best interest, and he's not forgotten you. Absolutely. Praising and worshiping God in the midst of adversity is another key for this month. And the more grateful that you can become, the more powerful it's going to be. James 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Listen, perseverance is what we're going to need to walk into this new season. We need to stand in the midst of all the attacks. All right, let me pray and activate this over you. I can feel a warring spirit. I can feel strong anointing coming. I've been feeling the presence all day. Been looking forward to this broadcast. So, Father, we thank you for this word, for the prophetic word about the enemy's plans being revealed, and about you, Lord, releasing the double portion, the double anointing, and that you're calling forth those who have been hidden. You've been calling forth those in the valley of the shadow of death, those who have been in the dark night of the spirit, the dark night of the soul, those who have been into grave clothes because the enemy has overplayed his hand against you. And I call forth those people right now that are called to be this players in this next season. And I call forth the hidden ones. I call forth the ones who've suffered greatly. And I activate this prophetic word right now over each person who needs a change in their spiritual life, the spiritual atmosphere change, who needs a change in their physical health, who needs a change in their emotions, in a change in their relationships, a change in your finances. I call forth those things right now that are not as though they are. We call them in right now because on earth as it is in heaven, we call them down now, Father. We call down from heaven every good gift, everything we need, because we know that you will not be outdone. There's no way you're still the God of all. And no matter what people are saying right now, we just look to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. All right. Hey, I got a special announcement. Is that I was just talking about the 2016 prophetic forecast, the paperback book. We have it on sale right now for $5. It's still relevant. The book is very relevant. You know, many of these things that are in it are just starting to unfold because I have a strategy for the upcoming revival. I have a strategy in there for the next 7 years. I recommend you getting one. I have one right by my desk all the time. Also, there's declarations on how to bring this revelation to pass. That the declaration means that I wrote out verses and prayers on how to pray these things in, and let it become your intercession handbook as well. Also, I want to announce my latest new book. Oh my goodness. God Spoke, Now What? Activating Your Prophetic Word. You know, I've written several books in the past, but I've actually never written one on the prophetic, a paperback book. I've done some e-books. I've done some different things. I focused a lot on dreams and destiny and discovering your destiny, understanding dreams at night. But God's just been, over the last 2 years, been really giving me a lot of revelation on how to pastor the prophetic. And I've been moving into a new season with that. And that's part of my, probably part of the warfare of that as well. But let me just tell you more about this book. This book's for you if you want to grow deeper in hearing God's voice, whether you're just starting out or maybe you've been hearing God for years. You know what? You know, if you could learn one thing, just one thing from any book, it would be worth the money. And maybe you already, you know, you're used to this stuff, but I want to just release to you, this has got new strategies the Lord's been giving me over the last 2 years, especially in the area about how to coach and help other people. Listen, if you've been around the prophetic for a long time, then you can pick up some tools from this book on how to coach people into activating their prophetic words, what they hear. There's a lot of great books out there on how to hear the voice of God, but very few, I'm not saying that I'm the only one, very few on how to activate it, how to make it come alive, how to take steps and keep balanced. So this is not a waste of time or money. We put a lot of effort into it. Things we cover in the book is overcoming. Now, these are the things I've seen after doing this for 25 years. Overcoming the fear of being deceived, recognizing false prophecy, steps to responding to prophetic words, tips to record and journal what you hear. Learn to discern the voice of God, the difference between Satan, yourself, and other sort, and the Lord. Avoid prophetic shipwrecks. How to properly test a word as opposed to judge it negatively. Understanding God's timing, that's one of my specialties. Making major decisions with prophecy, creating prophetic declarations, lots more. You know what? We're going to do a special offer right now. You can, if you buy the paperback, you'll get the ebook for free. So the paperback's actually ready to ship. It's at our office, but it may take some time to get there. So if you're watching live, there's a little thing you can click on. But DougAddison.com /, God spoke, and you'll see the special offer there, where if you buy the book right now, you'll get the paperback delivered, but also you'll be able to download the ebook for free tonight, so you can take a look at it and get started over the weekend on hearing the voice of God. And there's some bonus sections in here. Really want to thank my team for all the hard work they put into it. All right, so we do this webcast once a month, the first Wednesday of each month. Consider donating to us. We don't ask for money, I don't do a money campaign or anything, but consider being a partner with us. You know, that's people who donate every month. You get 10% off your purchases. Also, you get a once a month partner activation video from me, and we have a private Facebook page that we invite our partners to interact with me and my staff, so you can find out more on the donate button. Stay connected with us, DougAddison.com, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And don't forget about the daily prophetic words that we have going, hashtag daily prophetic. All right, so I want to go over right now to connect with Pam. She's got some questions that you guys have pulled together for me. And let me get over there, change screens here. If it sounds like I'm losing my voice, it's because I haven't spoken much this year. Honestly, over the last 3 months even, it's been a really, really rough time. And, you know, you lose those vocal cords. Whatever you don't, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. That's why I'm suffering right now with my legs, because I didn't move for so long. I'm trying to slowly bring myself back into place, into shape, basically. So here's some questions. This one's from Grace. What is the best way to process through emotional stuff? You know, what do you recommend? Well, I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that, but I recommend journaling, first of all, at least writing things down, because that allows you to dialogue with God. Also, get some inner healing with it. Maybe Sozo Ministry, it's really big. You can actually, don't need to go anywhere to get it. They do it on Skype and things like that. That's a great way to process emotional stuff. Also, find someone that you know that you can trust and talk to, but have some conversations with God. Good question. Here's a question from Joni on Facebook. Is it normal to feel insecure and anxious when you go through a breakthrough or transition? Absolutely, it's normal to feel those things, because when you're about to break through, it is a time when everything looks the opposite. Look at David in 1 Samuel 30. You know, everything looks opposite. He's about to break through, and everything gets burned. Ziklag gets burned. Everything gets stolen from him. But he was definitely anxious, and he called upon the Lord. Here's a question from Sharon. Our family has been believing for full restoration for over a year, but it seems to be dragging on. What's happening? Well, full restoration sometimes takes more than a year. I'll have to be honest with you, Sharon, full restoration sometimes takes more time. And I would encourage you to keep on, because sometimes you have to break through. Sometimes you have to really storm through. And sometimes, because you're talking about full restoration, it might be multifaceted. So there might be one thing that, You know, maybe you need to deal with a generational ties in one area, maybe some emotional healing in another area. Maybe the Lord's going to reveal something to you in another area. So I want to encourage you to keep going. It's taken me 3 years at least to break this current breakthrough that I'm getting. Don't want to discourage you, but God will, he'll meet you in the midst of this, Shannon, and it'll be a good time. All right, this is from HJS, the initials. How do I know when the attacks against us are demonic and not just people making bad choices? Well, I think they're both in one. You know, the demonic influences people to make bad choices. So that making bad choices is one of the things that, you know, that you want to be able to shore up by the spirit of wisdom. But also there's demonic attack. That's why I pray every day. Here's what you want to do is pray every day. God, show me what Satan doesn't want me to see about this situation. Keep it going, actively going, and you will learn. You will learn to discern in the midst of these things. All right, here's a question from Randy. I keep having lots of spiritual warfare dreams. Should I pray for those to stop, or is it okay to ask God to for certain dreams I want? Absolutely, you can ask for them to stop, because spiritual warfare dreams are really not, they're not fun. So it's showing you that you're in a season of spiritual warfare, but ask God to show you the key on how to get out. What is it you need to do either in your dream or in your waking life that's going to allow you to break free out of this season? And absolutely don't stay there. You know, some people think that there was a whole group of people who started really enjoying the dark night of the soul so much, the dark night of the spirit, they were staying there. And I'm like, get out of there, you know. Get back into the bright light of the spirit. That's what I say. The bright day of the spirit is much better than the dark night of the soul. And I see so many people walking around with their heads down, you know, and like, oh, the wilderness, you know, I'm in the wilderness again. I'm like, why? Get the heck out of there. I'm so serious. This is a misunderstanding in the church. Spiritual warfare can be the same way. You know, you'll want to find out what this is, why the enemy's attacking you. My hunch here is that he's attacking you because you're about to get a promotion, because we're moving close to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And that's a time when, you know, the Jewish New Year, it's October 11th, I believe, and it goes on for 10 days. And it's the days of awe. And that's when God opens the books over you. And you really are going to see something. Everybody see something. That's why the enemy might be kicking up these attacks right now. All right. Here's a question from CV. I was in Moravian Falls and I took a picture of myself by accident. I saw a blue presence behind my head. What could it be? Probably an angel. And the thing is what you want to notice was, you know, what was the presence like? Was it, excuse me a moment. Was the presence evil or not? You know, because that's one thing you want to notice. But most likely, especially in Moravian Falls, places like that, it's an angel that's around you. There's plenty of angels around us. And so here's a question from Randy. Does God give us gifts on our birthday? And how do we know what he gives us? Well, yes, I released a prophetic word last year, I believe, that God was giving, maybe it was 2 years ago. He gives gifts on our birthday. And absolutely, I get one every year on my birthday, March 8th, and something new happens. And how do you know what he gives you is you need to learn to discern. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. And so God wants to give good gifts. You know, Jesus even said, what kind of father would give a bad gift, you know? What kind of father would give a snake or a scorpion? He was trying to say God's a giver of good gifts. He's a good father. You need to do Hebrews 5:14 and start practicing, learning to discern. That's what I go through in this book, and that's what I go through in my online activation school called Hearing the Voice of God 365. And by the way, I forgot to mention that. You can take a free 14-day test drive of that. If you want to take your hearing God to the next level, go to DougAddison.com or hearinggod365.com and take the 14-day test drive. of this. It's a 12-week, 12-month program, very affordable. It'll open things up for you and help you. The whole thing is to help you to learn to discern the voice of God. We're getting all kinds of great feedback, and you can take it at your own course, own pace. You don't have to go travel somewhere, to go to a school, which is good. But if you can't afford it, you know, that's why we're offering things like this. So Randy, I want to encourage you, give yourself a birthday gift. Take the free test drive. Everybody, seriously, you'll love it. All right, here's a question from H, the initial H. How do you keep a step out in faith without being foolish? And how do you take a step out in faith without being foolish? Well, that is covered right in this book. Is God Spoke to Me Now What? How to Activate a Prophetic Word. Because if you do small things, in fact, I have a blog coming out on this in a couple weeks. If you do small things towards taking a step of faith, there's no foolishness in that. My goodness. Foolishness would be going out and over-responding to something. Buying something, you know, even greater by faith. You know, buying, God called, said he's going to have, give you an airplane. So you go buy one or buy an airplane, you know, or go rent a hangar for it based on just a little bit of revelation. See, this is what you want to know how to do. Weigh out that revelation. If you learn to weigh it out, then you know when to respond bigger or smaller. So I do this all the time. It's called activating a prophetic word. I will respond bigger or smaller based on the thing. Like if I'm hearing God, I will respond in a small way. When I was first got the prophetic words that God was going to use me in a dream interpretation ministry, I was told I'd be traveling all over the world. This is 15 years ago. I was laughing because I was still stuck in my full-time job is the way I felt. And so when God gave me those words, I took a small step. I bought a book. I went to some courses. I started doing the small things. Then I took some courses from someone that was really good at it. And I even took an even step further. But say step by step by step ends up now I'm doing those very things. It doesn't happen instantly. So you take out a step out in faith by doing a small baby step first. Do a few things and see what happens. Yep. All right. Good question. This is a question from Alani. Your daily word has been was to remember things from December. What does that mean to you? Well, if I go back to December, my staff just talked about this on our call. We go back to December. December 25th was when I had a radical encounter. I woke up on Christmas morning and I saw the measuring angel from Ezekiel 44, and he was measuring the temple that had not been built. I knew that was the house. Prophet Bob Jones always talked about the house for the revival, and I knew that that's what was going on. And I watched this angel, and I knew that also worker angels were a sign. They started to come, and the gathering angels that are great, that are set aside for harvest, were there as well. That was 9 months ago. I know that 9 months later, something's about to birth, and I know that God's going to do something radically new right now. You don't want to get me started, but that was really the time 9 months ago, and I didn't even realize it when I came up with the prophetic word. I don't even remember developing that, writing that one down like that, but I just know that when I read that yesterday, I think it was, that wow, I remember God's doing something new, and there's going to be some radical changes happening right now. All right, here's a question from Chantel. How do you know the difference between having the spirit of judgment or just clearing out people in your life that are negative or have negatively influenced your life? Well, judgment actually you tend to speak against them a little bit more. And I know that we don't all like everybody, but there's got to be careful about our tongues. You know, read James where it talks about the power of the tongue. We have to be careful about it. So if you're judging a person, you would be saying to someone else, I'm getting this person out of my life because there's an idiot. You know, these guys are idiots. Or, you know, judging them would be, you know, God, you begin to pray against them or something. as opposed to taking positive steps to get the negative people out of your life, you do it without doing anything, with your tongue. And so what I do is I pray a prayer every day, I try to every day anyway, is I say, God, if my tongue has cursed me, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask forgiveness. Because we can actually come into agreement and not realize it, but it's a good thing, Chantel, to clear negativity out of your life as well. So here's a question from LG. Is it possible to hear from those who passed on, the enemy, or is this the enemy trying to speak? Well, it's really not an easy question to answer because, yes, it could be the enemy trying to speak. But on the other hand, it's usually in dreams and things like that, that, you know, my mom comes to me in a dream let me just explain it, because this is high level stuff. And this is what I go into in my school, Hearing the Voice of God 365. This is what I go into in this. This is advanced level stuff. What I'm going to say here is I had an encounter. This is in 2010. My mom, who passed away in 1999, is in heaven. And the presence of my mom's spirit came into my house in 2010. And I'm like, wow, this is unusual. You know, I want to test the spirit, make sure, you know, does Jesus know you're here type of thing. And definitely felt just like my mom. I know my mom's spirit. You know what? It took some time to really discern. Took about 20 minutes for me to discern that it was actually an angel that had been in my mom's presence in heaven. And then that angel came. That angel had been assigned to my mom. Just because the angel had been in my mom's presence, me, even someone who I'm seasoned in this, could have misunderstood that. But what you look for more than anything is the fruit. What is the fruit of the encounter? So the fruit of my encounter was that this angel came, the presence of my mom came in the house, and that turned out to be an angel. And the angel came in and said that I was assigned to your mother, and now I'm being assigned to you. So what was the fruit? It was positive. Then check this out. About a month later, I was cleaning out my sister's house, my oldest sister, putting her in a nursing home. And she was the one who was closest with my mom, being the oldest. And I found letters from my mom that described something. My mom was an amazing evangelist. And she always worked in restaurants and was a hostess, so she could interact with people. And she wrote down this. Now listen, remember the angel said, oh, here's what happened. Let me tell you more about the story. Is the angel sits next to me. I feel a touch on my left shoulder, my right shoulder, and I could hear the angel speaking into my right ear. That's what happened. That was the fruit of the encounter. I could hear it speaking in the spirit, not out loud. And it felt like my mom, but I realized later it's an angel. Now, so now this angel is going to be coming with me, right? Here, check this out. Here's the fruit of it. A month later, I'm reading a letter from my mom that's written like 20 years ago about an evangelistic encounter my mom had. And she said she was at work at a restaurant and she felt the Holy Spirit tell her to go speak to this guy. She said a touch on her right shoulder and a voice in her ear told her to go minister to this guy. And then she ended up having this encounter with him. But she said, I'll never forget that touch on my right shoulder and that voice in my right ear. And that angel said, that was me. Wow. And so I cry. I choke up every time I think about this. That angel's now with me. And it's an outreach angel. And there's just things like that. So to answer your question, could it be the enemy? Yes, it could be. Because you want to look at the fruit of the call, of the experience. You know, what was happening? Be careful because, you know, you don't want to. I test every spirit. I write it down and ask God to confirm things. See, I asked him to confirm that encounter. He confirmed it in writing a month later. How good is that? That's pretty wild. So that's some of the stuff in my advanced courses, online courses. Here's a question from Elisa. And what does it mean to be stuck in promotion? To mean to be stuck in promotion? I'm ready to be done with the transitioning. Well, it means that if you feel like you're stuck in a promotional phase, that means that there's lessons that you need to learn before you'll be promoted. And I was, I don't know if I would call it stuck. I was in this place for a number of years because the promotions, you know, the greater the promotion, the more it takes to get there. But what you want to do is begin to ask God to show you what it is that you need to learn in the midst of all this. Maybe there's things that you've been trying to, pass the test. If you're dreaming of taking tests that you're not prepared for or passing, then that's probably because you're in a promotional time. So we can pray and ask God to do that and open that up for you. One moment here. Here's a question from Tiger. A lot of people seem to be getting attacks, but yet I've been pretty much at peace. Does this mean that my blessing will be less? No, absolutely not. In fact, I've met some people who, for whatever reason, your position for where you're going, either it's your generational calling, you've already worked through your things, Tiger, that you're being positioned right now for it. You know, I got prayer. I've been a landing strip on me. And so I'm looking at myself thinking, wait a minute, why am I getting all this? But if I look at my past, I have a really bad, my generational lines weren't that good. And, I was on drugs and a lot of things happened in my life. But I went and got prayer just a month ago from Johnny Enlow. And he's not dealing with these things. He doesn't have a landing strip on him from the enemy. You know why? He comes from three generations of pastors. It's like being around a professional athlete in the spirit, and I've had to work my way up. But people like that, or maybe like you, Tiger, you already have things in your DNA, your spiritual DNA, that's going to really help you out. All right, here's a question from Dustin. Is it possible to walk through an area of darkness or evil and feel it in your body? What can I do when this happens? Yes, this is a word of knowledge that your body picks up. It's very similar to what I experience. And what you do is pray. I get it all the time, and I pray. And I ask God to release and reveal things, and then I pray even more. And as you walk through these areas, be very sensitive because you probably have a seer gift, Dustin. Those people who have this, it might be a little bit different than other people who sense God in different ways. And so, hey, you know what? I want to just go back and do this impartation prayer right now. I know that God's going to do something because there's a strong breaker anointing here. So, Father, we just ask now for the prophetic anointing that's here right now, and I feel the presence so strong. The prophetic anointing to break yokes of bondage, to pull people out of darkness. I break this right now. I break anything that's holding us back, but also I release that breaker anointing over everybody. I release the ability to see in the spirit, to have eyes to see, to have ears to hear, and especially during the next 2 months, during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur coming up next month, that we would be able to get in tune with what you're doing, that we'd be able to rise above these attacks and say no to the enemy and say yes to you, God. And so, Father, I pray, too, that you would activate dreams and visions, that you would activate the prophetic in our lives, that you would take us to the new level right now and give us eyes to see what you're doing, Lord, and help us to step over the devil and not get tripped up. Help us to step through these times and not get hung up and entangled in all the pollution that's going on out there right now in Jesus' name. You know what? I want to pray for these hot spot areas, for places like Chicago and the violence that's happening and the floods in the south and the hurricanes and the all these things. Father, I pray, we just pray for a foundation to come out of all this, a blessing. What was intended for evil will be turned around for good in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now remember, I have my new book, God Spoke Now What? How to Activate Your Prophetic Word. You'll want to go to dougaddison.com/God Spoke. You can get the book and the ebook for the same price, and also take the test drive of my online school of ministry. It's called Hearing the Voice of God 365, or you can go to hearinggod365.com or dougaddison.com. Take the 14-day free test drive. It is I talked about Johnny Enlow. He's in there on the first, every session has me training you. You get an activation, emails each week, activation exercises, and then a mentoring session beyond what I do, but also with Johnny Enlow and other people like that. And then a call with me and my staff once a month. All right. Hey, check me out on Facebook, Twitter, also hashtag Daily Prophetic. God bless you guys, and I'll see you on the internet.